Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President Trump is running low on time and options in his bid to overturn the election as more Republican lawmakers call on him to acknowledge Joe Biden's election victory. NPR's Amy Held reports Trump was handed the latest in dozens of defeats when a judge dismissed his case this weekend, challenging results in Pennsylvania.
Senator Pat Toomey, Republican of Pennsylvania, says Trump has already exhausted all plausible legal options there. The campaign says it's appealing. Senator Kevin Cramer of North Dakota, also a Republican, stopped short of saying Joe Biden won the election, but he did tell Meet the Press it's time to move on.
It was past time to start a transition, to at least cooperate with the transition. I'd rather have a president that has more than one day to prepare.
Cramer defended what he called Trump's right to follow through on his legal options, but they're narrowing following defeat after defeat in multiple swing states and state certification deadlines fast approaching. Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Nevada are all this week. Georgia certified its results on Friday. Trump is asking for another recount there. Amy Held, NPR News.
Meanwhile, several black voters from Detroit and a voting rights group are suing Trump, accusing him of trying to undermine the state's election results. For member station WKAR, Abigail Sensky has more.
The three black women and the Michigan Welfare Rights Organization say Trump is violating the Voting Rights Act in what they claim is an effort to disenfranchise hundreds of thousands of voters. The lawsuit, which is backed by the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, says by pressuring state and local officials to appoint electors loyal to Trump, the president and his campaign are attempting to override the will of the people. Per Michigan state law, the state's 16 electors are required to go to the winner of the popular vote. With results from all of Michigan's 83 counties in, President-elect Joe Biden is ahead by more than 150,000 votes. For NPR News, I'm Abigail Sensky in Lansing.
The number of people filing for unemployment benefits rose for the first time in weeks, and that is putting pressure on Congress and the White House to pass a bipartisan deal on more stimulus funding and address the economic fallout from the pandemic. Many people are out of work, out of money, and turning to food banks for help. Michael Flood runs the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank.
We've never seen an increase in food demand like we have since March.
And Shauna Gray says she makes sure her kids eat first.
We will make sure that they have had their portion and maybe another portion before we would eat. And me and Dad have kind of gotten to the point of now that we only eat maybe once a day.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have said they want a bill soon, but both sides are far apart on the price of the aid package. U.S. futures contracts are trading in positive territory at this hour. This is NPR. President Trump slammed the Paris Climate Accord at the virtual G20 summit, which wrapped up today, telling world leaders the agreement was designed to cripple the U.S. economy, not to save the planet. Trump's comments came during a discussion among the world's largest economies on safeguarding the planet. Trump has worked to undo most of President Obama's efforts to fight climate change. President-elect Biden has said he will rejoin the global pact that the U.S. helped forge 5 years ago. Leaders at the summit also supported an international initiative to distribute vaccines to countries around the world. Ethiopia's prime minister is calling on regional forces to Tigray to surrender and is barring African Union envoys from visiting the area to try to mediate an end to the conflict. The BBC's Will Ross has more.
Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has given the forces in Tigray 72 hours to surrender, saying it was their last opportunity. In a statement, he also said the TPLF politicians in charge there should hand themselves over. It's not the first time he's given such an ultimatum. So far, the Tigrayan leaders have appeared determined to fight on and have downplayed the government's reports of success. Hours earlier, a spokesman for the Ethiopian military said the plan was to surround the regional capital Mekele with tanks and warn civilians to expect artillery fire. The 500,000 people living there now face a desperately anxious few days.
The BBC's Will Ross reporting. Asian markets are trading mixed at this hour. The Asia Dow is up about 0.7%. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, down 0.4%. You're listening to NPR News.